Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Julie Thomas is here. Julie is a new member of our Brain Trust. She's been with us before. She's president and CEO of Value Selling Associates, author of Value Selling, Driving Sales Up One Conversation at a Time. And that's what we're going to talk about today, folks, prospecting, how to do a better job of getting people to raise their hand and say, yeah, let's do some business. Julie, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
It's good to have you back. Now, you're coming to us today with some research. Tell us what you found.
Yeah, we recently did a research study partnered with Selling Power Magazine, and we found out a number of things. But we went to salespeople and asked a number of questions about what is so hard about prospecting. What are some of the challenges with prospecting? Because that's one issue that we hear from our clients all the time. And we, one of the things that we learned that I don't know if it surprised us or validated, but it was certainly very clear from the research, is salespeople are afraid to pick up the phone. So one of the challenges with sales, with prospecting is the salesperson themselves and actually getting in their own way with and letting their fear dictate their behavior.
So why did you find out why they were afraid to pick up the phone?
I think there's a couple of things. I think, number one, they're afraid that they don't know what to say to be relevant very quickly to get the prospect.
So they haven't been trained properly to be relevant. They're probably more likely to be trained to talk about a product than to be trained to talk about the person on the other side of the phone.
Very well. That's very true. They may not have the business acumen. They may not understand how to just open up a discussion in a way that adds value to the person on the other phone.
Right.
So they just start, you know, rattling off stuff, and all of a sudden somebody's like, you know, I got to go, and hangs up. So so that's really interesting.
That's one. What do you think another one is?
I think they're afraid of looking foolish. And, you know, nobody wants to look silly or look inept.
Right.
And I think the fear ends up manifesting itself in people saying, hey, nobody answers the phone anymore, so I'm not even going to do it. I'm going to try other ways to get in front of them. But which leads to one of the second things that we found is most salespeople underestimate the amount of time, contacts, touches it takes to actually get in touch with someone.
Isn't the magic number somewhere around seven? Sometimes it's more.
It's likely even more than that.
Touches, folks.
Our research showed
different little impressions or touches or whatever.
Yeah, our research shows that it is likely even more than that. It could be upwards of 10 to 12.
Yeah.
And that's
I heard somebody last week to me said 30. I was working with a group of salespeople last week, and they said 30 in their company, their business.
Well, I'm sure there are nuances by buyer, by industry, and as well as what you're selling.
Well, these people have a sophisticated product, so it takes – it's not something – it's like a freight train. You don't turn it around easy.
Exactly.
And so I wonder. Let me ask you another question. Did you find anything that was generational? Because, I don't mean to pick on anybody because I have a high regard for the millennial generation, but I wonder if their skin is as thick as their as previous generations are in terms of getting rejected. What do you think?
Well, Well, we didn't ask questions about the generation of the sales rep, but what we did find generally in the research that we did is that, you know, in building off of what you said, it takes more contacts than people realize to gain access.
Right.
That sales reps overestimate, they over-report how many times they try somebody.
Right.
So, for example, sales reps are saying, hey, no, I have tried to
they're
get
fudging,
a hold of that
they're fudging person. Their numbers.
10, 12. Exactly. And when you really dive into what they've done, whether it is interact socially, send emails, make the dial attempts, they're overestimating it by about 50%. So they're saying, hey, no, to my manager, I've done it about 10, but the data shows that they've really only reached out about 5 times.
Well, see, and it doesn't matter if you're sending an email or making a phone call, although, see, I'm of the and I learned how to cold call when you could get away with it. And I'll tell you, Julie, today cold calling, in my opinion, is a fool's errand. I think cold calling is a mistake. There are ways to have quality prospecting to people you've never met before. There are tools, there are resources you can use. But if you are going to do it, if you're going to send somebody a blind email, and you said it earlier, you got to make sure that when they read it, that every word until you've had their attention for a minute, every word is about why they should read it for themselves, not what's in it for you, not how you can help them. It's got to be something that makes them think, okay, this is interesting, I might like this, and unrelated to whether they're going to have to write a check or not, right?
Well, absolutely. People vote with their time before they vote with their pocketbook.
Say that again. Folks, this is going to be in the test. Say that again, Julie.
People vote with their time before they vote with their pocketbook.
And let me say this, Julie. Hey, Julie, that wasn't true 40 years ago. But today, and this, what you just said is what I've been saying for a long time, more and more, increasingly every year, people are valuing their time more than their money.
Well, time is an extremely scarce resource.
Yep.
So sales people have to learn what we profess is two different things. Number one, if you're cold calling or what we call goal calling, because you're right, there's no reason to make a pure cold call in today's world. We call it goal calling, and I can explain a little bit about what that is.
Right.
They have to be a value-added interruption. And they have to have respectful persistence. And the reality is that there's often a very fine line between respectful persistence and becoming a stalker.
Julie, I need your website quickly.
ValueSelling.com.
ValueSelling.com. Quick break, 20 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.